From a man so pompous and narcissistic that when asked a few questions about himself, he said, "My autobiography is a history of the world." This is the Daniel Natal Show. Speaking of pompous and narcissistic, the last media cycle has been distraction theater to get your attention diverted away from real events taking place around the world, to get you talking about Kanye West, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos' arrangement for them to have dinner with Trump. This was, of course, a primitive guilt by association setup to discredit the former president and throw a chill over his ambitions for a future run in 2024. But it was also something else. To understand what that something else is, you have to understand who the billionaire Mercer family are. Like many billionaires, they hire court propagandists to advance their narratives. They created something called the intellectual dark web some time ago, promoting such personalities as Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Sam Harris, Joe Rogan, and Brett Weinstein. They also created something called Parler, an ostensibly conservative social media platform to compete with Twitter, but which fizzled when they tried to data mine their customers and censor all discussion of Israel. The Mercers, as it so happens, are a Jewish family, and I mention this only insofar as it bears on the context of the unfolding situation. You see, they tried to get one of their employees, Candace Owens, to induce Kanye West to buy their dying social media platform. According to the article, The Spectacular Failure of Right-Wing Social Media Platforms, we read, Parler is being jettisoned by its primary backer, the wealthy Rebecca Mercer, who was subsidized, among other right-wing projects, Breitbart News and Cambridge Analytica. To get this pink elephant off her hands, she had Candace Owens pitch the idea to Kanye West to purchase it. Initially, he seemed prepared to do so. But did Mr. West get cold feet once he took a closer look at the company's books? All we know is that his sudden declaration of love for Hitler on his recent media junket sounds an awful lot like the methodology of Mel Brooks' 1967 film, The Producers. In it, a dishonest Broadway impresario is accepting investments from little old ladies and promising them shares of the profits of the play. The problem arose that, when all the percentages were added up, he could never hypothetically pay them back. His accountant explains here.
Let's assume, just for the moment, that you are a dishonest man.
Assume away.
You could have raised $1 million.
But the play cost me only $60,000 to produce.
And how long did it run?
One night.
You see? Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? You could have raised $1 million, put on a $60,000 flop, and kept the rest.
But what if the play was a hit?
Well, then you'd go to jail. Oh. See, once the play's a hit, you have to pay off all the backers. And with so many backers, there could never be enough profits to go around. Get it?
So in order for this scheme to work, we'd have to find a surefire flop.
What scheme?
What scheme? Your scheme, you bloody little genius.
I meant no scheme. I merely posed a little academic accounting theory. It was just a thought.
Bloom, worlds are turned on such thoughts.
Their solution is to mount a flop. So their brainstorm? Staging a play called Springtime for Hitler to turn off audiences. And just as per template, Kanye West began tweaking the paranoia of the Mercer family by pretending to suddenly be flirting with neo-Nazi nostalgia. He went on to InfoWars as an example and donned a bizarre black mask as he made comments like this.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Do I round up Jews in Nazi Germany? Do I get love then? Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. They gave him an award. I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
To Kanye's great relief, his antics caused the deal for him to acquire Parler to fall through, as the Mercers shrank away from him. As can be seen in the article, Parler terminates Kanye West's deal to buy a social media company. In it, we read, as Variety noted, the announcement of the termination of West's deal to buy Parler came shortly after West appeared on Alex Jones's InfoWars, where, among other things, he expressed admiration for Adolf Hitler. Parler and West in mid-October announced the deal to buy the popular social media platform, a favorite among American conservatives. Both parties were expected to close on the deal in the fourth quarter of 2022. I was discussing the developing story with a colleague who said, "What's going on with Ye?" And yes, I call him Ye because he doesn't like being called Kanye. Well, I call him Kanye because you can't refer to him without using the word Kan. He's Kanye. What West, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos are doing is a media op to achieve three goals. Goal one was just what I outlined for Mr. West. Goal two was promoting the false notion that anti-Semitism is on the rise to justify repressive legislation to clamp down on free speech. And goal three was to get these hucksters associated in the public mind with Donald Trump as a method to kneecap his ambitions for 2024. Remember, people, if it's on legacy media and it's being hyped as the next big thing, understand that the chances for it being a psyop are very, very good. Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Like there are dark and powerful forces behind the scenes manipulating national and world events? You're right on both counts. To get the full story, every time, check out Behind the Deep State, hosted by Alex Newman from The New American.